It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. And frequently for the last several years around this time of year, we've talked about Sopris Theater Company and one of their winter productions. Well, like with everything else, they're taking things online. And so Sopris Theater Company, as the first show of the 2020-2021 season, opens this weekend online. It's Rogues Gallery. You know, Brad Moore obviously has been, how long has it been that you've been in charge up there well, not exactly.
Well, I've never been in charge. Yeah, I mean, you know, don't put me there. I'm never in charge.
I know. As I said the words, I was trying to get them back.
Yeah. I'm entering my 10th year of being up here.
Awesome. And have never looked back, I know. So I'm curious, did you pick Rogues Gallery before COVID-19, or is this something that you decided to do because of COVID-19? Because
this it seemed to fit the format. This is something we decided to do because of COVID-19, yeah. The entire season, you know, as I was watching companies from around the world and having conversations with theater companies from quite literally around the world, realizing what people were trying to do to just keep things afloat. And what I realized, most importantly, was that we wanted to do theater. We wanted to be able to create theater, but I didn't want to try and put a season together that then I was going to have to say, oh, just kidding, we can't do that. Oh, nope, never mind. And so it became very important to us up here to put together something that we could present in a variety of formats, and that if something happened where somebody got sick, or you know, if we had sort of a surge of the virus go through our cast and crew, what could we do that would not completely cancel us out? So Rogues Gallery became a really fun choice because it's a brand new show. We're one of the first companies to do it. And also it's basically all monologues. So we can do it live in front of an audience if we're able to do that, or we can do it from our living room to yours. You know, however we can put that together based on the restrictions and the limitations and things like that. So we're able to rehearse this because it's 9 separate pieces that we're doing. We're able to rehearse this over Zoom, and which has been really interesting, having actors walk down the alleyway doing their lines into their phone, or in the case of like Lauren, she's doing her rehearsal one night and her cat is purring in her ear, and we can hear the purring as much as we can hear her. You know, we're just however we can put this together. And because of the current limitations of capacity and things like that, with a cast of 9, a crew of 4, and a director, so we have a capacity in this room of 18. Okay, so do we want to do a show for a couple of people, and is it worth it? And then things look like they might be shifting in terms of restrictions again. So we just decided we're going to do this as scheduled content. So we're recording it and putting it out onto, out on the airwaves, as it were. So anyway, but yeah, so we purposefully chose this show because of that. And the other shows in the season, which we can talk about later, are actually chosen because of the pandemic.
And it actually follows a somewhat normal schedule for Soper's Theater Company. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights with Friday and Saturday shows at 7 o'clock, and then the Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. Again, it opens this weekend. I'll give you ticket information in just a bit. We will talk with Lauren Kenning in just a couple minutes. Brendan Cochran is here as well, and then Cassidy Wiley, who Brad, you just mentioned, joined us a little bit. I find it interesting. Brendan and Cassidy are both joining us from the car this morning. You know, whatever works, you know, that's in audio. When you're looking for a little isolation, sometimes that's exactly what you have to do. You just have to find a smaller room, right?
Our own little sound booths here.
Right, exactly, exactly. Cassidy, I know that this is not an improv show, but I want to say last time I saw you on stage was actually during improv. And in a way, even though you're not improvising your lines for this show, it is scripted, but kind of the whole idea, doing it on Zoom and then debuting it, if you will, this Friday night is kind of improvising, right? In a way.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's great about improv, it encourages you to be really present in the moment. And for any theater piece, that's important, that's essential. But especially when you're the only person on stage and maintaining that energy, it's important to be present in the story that you're telling. So I think if anything, that's what improv has informed for me for this piece.
And yeah, when you're doing improv, you have to pay attention to everybody else, because if you don't, you're going to miss a cue or a line or a great one-liner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easy to get lost when you tune out for a second.
Brad mentioned that there are 9 separate pieces, 9 separate monologues for this show, for Rogues Gallery. Are they all about equal, or are they different lengths? Do they all follow a theme?
So most of the pieces are about 5 minutes, give or take. There is one piece in there that's a little more of a long form, and that's actually Cassidy's piece, which runs more along the lines of 15 to 20 minutes.
And Brendan, did they all follow the same thread, or are they individual pieces, like standalone?
You know, it was an interesting part of kind of diving into this show, because on the surface, they really don't have any connecting narrative. There's nothing in the stories that really connect to each other. So part of the work we did early on was kind of figuring out, why are these 9 pieces thrown together? And sort of what we've come to with it is, you know, they're all these sort of quirky, off the wall stories in one way or another. Some of them are very serious, very dark. Some of them are very silly, but they all really talk about people kind of going to the dark side of things and delving into that in some way. But also kind of deal with being human, being vulnerable, and sort of we've talked a lot about sort of how we as people build up protections for ourselves in different ways, and how we protect ourselves from vulnerability. And we see a lot of different strategies throughout these 9 monologues of people sort of finding ways to protect themselves from the hardships of life.
And when you say vulnerabilities, you're talking about emotional vulnerabilities, physical vulnerabilities, both?
In some cases, both. But, you know, really that, yeah, sort of the emotional experience of being a human in the world and interacting with other people.
Interesting. Again, the show is called Rogues Gallery. It's a Soper's Theater Company production this Friday and Saturday, then the following Friday and Saturday, the 13th and 14th, those shows at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday matinees on the 8th and 15th at 2 o'clock. Same process as in the past, Brad, for getting tickets, just eventbrite.com?
Well, no.
Okay.
We are doing season tickets through Eventbrite. So if you want to get a season ticket, which will include all the shows, plus a couple of fun surprises that we're adding in as we go through the season. But season tickets are available at Eventbrite. So if you go to eventbrite.com and go to Sopris Theater Company, you can get a season ticket. If you want a single ticket to Rogues Gallery, you'll go to showtixforyou.com. So it's S-H-O-W-T-I-X, the number 4, the letter U.com. And if you start typing in Sopris Theater Company, you will be taken to Rogues Gallery. And then you'll be able to purchase a streaming ticket for whichever night you would like to attend. So we will actually have shows at the times you've just listed. And so you would choose the show that you want to go to and then purchase the ticket that way. If you're a season ticket holder, then you will need to either send an email to the SV ticket sales at coloradomtn.edu or call the box office.
Again, that website is showtix, the number 4, the letter U.com. We'll be back and yes. Visit a little bit more about Rogues Gallery and the 2020-2021 Sopris Theater Company season in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about Sopris Theater Company's production of Rogues Gallery opens online this weekend. Brad Moore, the operations manager, operations director. Jeremy, I don't know.
I'm, the guy who puts stuff together.
Right. The guy who sits in the sound booth of the theater when nobody else is there. And does the interview online. Brendan Cochran directs. We talked with Cassidy Wiley during that first segment as well. Lauren Kenning also performs in Rogues Gallery this weekend and the following weekend. Lauren, this show you decided to do because you wanted to make theater. You wanted to do something that people could watch. And Brad wanted this as a vehicle for folks that love acting to get some stage time. And how has it been? What's it been so far? I imagine early on it probably, Brad mentioned that, your cat kind of made a special guest appearance during one of the rehearsals. How has it worked? Is the technology helping or hindering you?
I'd say a little bit of both. I'm currently in a cat-free space, so no worries there for today. In some ways it was really nice and convenient to be doing rehearsals from home. I have two little boys, so that made it really easy as a mom to jump into this. And there's no commute. It's just on the computer. Rehearsals were really great and focused. It was really nice to do so much work with the text. It was just Brendan and I in the text for the first few weeks. So that was kind of cool. Obviously there are challenges, there are internet issues, all that kind of stuff. It was really great to finally get in the space and masked and separated, get to see Brendan and work together. Of course, missing the rest of the cast is probably the worst part. We've only seen each other on screen, but it's been great to just sink your teeth into something.
Talk about how long is your monologue, is your segment?
I think it's 4 to 5 minutes.
Okay. And give us the Reader's Digest condensed version of,
your character.
I know we don't want to give anything away because we still want folks to see the show, but just the overview.
Yeah, she is a singer, she's a performer, and she's divulging a secret that she doesn't tell almost anyone. Brent and I decided this is the first time she's ever told this story. Mine's a lot darker than some of the others. But it's fascinating, and a lot happens in that short amount of time. It was kind of cool with working on this piece because usually you have a whole play and you get to learn as much as you can about your character. And I just have this monologue. That's it. So Brendan and I did a lot of detective work from every word that she says, figuring out who she's speaking to, figuring out, you know, just making it really, really specific. So that was really fun work to do.
Fascinating. Cassidy, I know your time is limited with us today, so I want to come back to you. And yours is one of the longer monologues in this show. So I imagine, in some ways kind of opposite of Lauren's, because you do have time to spend actually getting into this character's story and why she's doing what she's doing and where she's headed.
Yes, I do. My monologue is longer, about 15 to 20 minutes. But even that said, it's still only a slice of her life and a slice, sorry, that fan's probably pretty loud, a slice of her life and, a moment in time for her. So, well, I did have a little more information. It was still a lot of detective work as far as what she isn't saying when she mentions certain things, what she's avoiding, what's too painful to tell, and how she wants to present herself. So in my mind, and with working with Brendan, we decided that she's crafted this story in her mind many times. She knows how she wants to tell it. She knows phrases and specific words that she wants to use. That said, it's the first time that she's shared it out loud in this way. So,
Interesting.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's been an in.
That's almost exactly what Lauren said. You know, that her character is also sharing something for the first time that that no one else has heard. Brendan, I'm curious if that's the way the script is written, or is that just the way the script spoke to you and to Cassidy and Lauren as you went through all of these rehearsals?
Yeah, no, I think there's definitely something intentional in the writing of this that kind of pushes that idea forward. All of the stories have sort of a confessional quality to them. You know, we've sort of talked about that as a group, you know, these aren't stories that you're going to tell at a dinner party every day. So, you know, all of them have some degree of a confessional quality. And, it's interesting in the writing because we never find out who these characters are addressing. That's never given to us in the text. We never are really given a situation for why they're telling the story. It's just the retelling of the story. So that was a lot of our initial work that we were doing with the pieces is why is this character decided to tell this story? You know, what are the stakes of them telling this story right now? And kind of setting up a situation that then makes the telling of the story compelling to watch.
And even though these are nine separate vignettes, nine separate stories, nine separate monologues, I knew I'd get, if I kept going, I'd get to the right word. When you did your rehearsals, everyone was there. Everybody was on the same Zoom meeting as you did rehearsals. Cassidy, again, I know your time is a little bit short, so maybe I'll pick on you one last time.
Sure.
How did that feel? Because obviously, when you're rehearsing, you're there with the other actors, right? You're there with the other performers. And was it different watching everybody else on Zoom as you're waiting for your turn?
Yes, it was different. We only had two rehearsals where we all got together. So it was cool to hear people's stories. It was cool to hear the monologues progress and evolve throughout the time that we actually did get together. But there's something that's so special about theater, and I think why so many of us keep coming back, and it's the camaraderie, it's the community that we build, where we really, throughout each show, become a family every time. And I think one of the benefits of at least for myself coming into this show, is I've worked with almost every actor in the show and have a relationship with them outside of this show. So that it was nice having a little bit of context coming into it and being able to, like, you know, cheer on my friends from the screen, as it were.
At the same time, while you're performing, are you watching for those reactions on the screen?
No. I think that would be distracting for me. But also during that during those rehearsal times, we asked everybody to take their screens off, to be muted. And so you're really, it was interesting to have this sort of lack of reaction and prepare for, this is how I'll be presenting my monologue to a camera in a quiet room, rather than relying on the energy from the audience. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about when you're the only one in a monologue, it's up to you to sustain the energy of the piece. So it's good practice for that. And then at the end to be like, yay, everybody. Good job. Good rehearsal.
Brendan, from the director's standpoint, obviously during rehearsal, that's why the director is there. You're trying to work with the performers to get everything straight and you know, make sure that the show is presented in the way that you want it to be. So was that tough for you as the director, just letting everyone perform and, you know, turning off the camera and staying muted?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, I guess during a normal rehearsal, there's a lot of stop and start involved, of course, you know, stopping the action and sort of revisiting things a lot of times. But part of the difference with this piece was the length of these monologues is such that essentially we were just running the entire thing uninterrupted pretty much all the time. And then sort of, you know, going through notes at the end. So there wasn't a lot of stop and start with this, which is kind of a different experience.
Again, the show is Rogues Gallery. It opens online this weekend, the 6th and 7th, then the 13th and 14th Friday and Saturday shows at 7 p.m. with Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock on the 8th and the 15th. If you want to just get tickets for Rogues Gallery, you can do that at showtix4u.com, showtix4u.com. If you want the entire season for Sopris Theater Company, you can do that at eventbrite.com, just like you have for the last few years. Little interesting piece of trivia for this show that we'll talk with Brad about in just a minute, and we'll pick on Lauren a little bit more as well. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Lauren Kenning, Brad Moore, Brendan Cochran, and we had to say goodbye to Cassidy Wiley, but talking about Rogues Gallery, the first in this year's season from Sopris Theater Company. Again, it premieres online this Friday night. I'll give you ticket information again in just a minute. Lauren, one of the things I unfortunately frequently forget to ask until later on in the conversation, which actually I was reminded of when you were talking about your monologue, you referred to it as pretty dark, I believe. How dark is that? And what I'm getting at is, what age kids would it be appropriate for?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know what the, we're recommending for age wise. But I definitely think, high school or older, the material is pretty sensitive.
Okay.
It's, yeah, we're acknowledging mature subject matter and language.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Definitely all those things in mind.
Okay. So take that into account if, you want to, you know, watch this in the living room, with the kids around.
Yeah.
or that kind of thing. Well, and you're a mother, so I guess, you know, you could probably answer that question, as intelligently as the rest of us, Lauren, you know, if you suggest, you know, high school age or older, then, there you go. I definitely take that as an informed opinion, I guess we might say. So when have you recorded this yet? If this is, it will not be live just because the internet and all that, you're actually recording all of these monologues separately. Has that been done yet, Brendan? Are you still working on that?
So we are actually halfway through our performances. We filmed four of them last night, and we'll be filming five tonight. Lauren has already had her opening night and her closing night, and Cassidy will tonight. So,
so Brad mentioned there are four crew members on this particular show. Are they the four folks that are actually filming this and putting together the whole thing for the online finished product?
Yeah, pretty much. We have somebody who's doing sound. We have two people operating cameras. We have a stage manager. And so, you know, it's just trying to make sure that we're up and running. You know, everybody's responsibilities have shifted just a little bit. Stage manager is not busy calling cues. The stage manager is trying to, you know, line people up. We're being very, very careful about how people come into the building. So as they come into the building, we're doing temperature checks and we're sanitizing spaces between every person. And we also have divided the green room up into spaces so that people have privacy and protection. And, you know, it's bizarre, but we're making it happen.
Well, apparently there are good things about it then, because privacy in the green room is normally pretty much unheard of, right?
Yeah.
So at least there are some benefits to having to go online.
Yeah.
So Lauren, if you were to rank Rogues Gallery with all the shows you've done up to this point, if you were to rank it on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put it? Given the current circumstances,
just in terms of process or overall,
however you want to qualify it.
Well, I'll say an 8 because it's just so awesome to be focused on theater making in a pandemic and to come together, and it's been really cool. Like Cassidy said, there's usually such a great camaraderie between castmates, and although we don't get to see each other in person, it's been really great to come together and to work on this with this team.
Brendan, Brad, I'd say that's a pretty good review, an 8 out of 10. I think I would take that just about any day of the week.
Makes me happy.
Yeah, COVID theater. That's all I could hope for.
Yeah.
Again, Rogues Gallery is the first in this season from Sopris Theater Company. Again, it opens this Friday night at 7 o'clock. And even though they have filmed this in advance, it is a 7 o'clock showtime. So if you buy the tickets for this Friday night, that's the show that you will get to see. Again, it's a special website for this show. If you just want the one single show, it's showtix, the number 4, the letter U.com, showtixforyou.com. Same website that we've told you about for a number of other productions over the years, just not Sopris Theater Company productions. But it should be a familiar website to you. It was to me anyway. Then the rest of the season continues in February, April, and just forging ahead. Brad, is there a possibility that if, you know, fingers crossed and a lot of these public health restrictions are loosened over the next few months, is there a possibility that you might actually be able to host shows in the theater?
Well, we certainly hope so. I mean, that's our dream, right? Is to be able to try and do theater in front of an audience, get back in the room. You know, there have been studies that talk about the fact that when an audience is all together, that their heartbeats start, you know, they start beating as one. And, you know, the camaraderie that everybody's been talking about, that includes the audience. You know, the audience is an important part of the show. So, we hope to get back and to do that. I mean, I think the thing that I have learned out of all of this, and it became apparent when I was trying to teach acting online in March and April. And, I realized that I need to not be a perfectionist, and not that I ever achieve perfection, but I need to not strive for it. I need to just keep in mind that the expectations are going to be different, and that it's my intention that has to move me forward, right? With where I'm hoping to go with teaching or with creating art. And that's certainly been true with this. You know, the audiences are not going to see what they expect to see. They're not going to see a live performance. It's just, we can't do that right now. But we can create art, and we can share that art with an audience. And so, you know, this is not a film. This is not, we've not been out on location. We're not trying to, you know, they're not edits. I mean, what you're going to see is you're going to see one take, mistakes or not. If the actor makes a mistake, fine. You know, I mean, that if they fumble on a word, that's what happens. Not that they're doing that, because they're all brilliant, but you know, just to know that this is just a chance for an audience to see these incredible actors and this incredible director bring a piece of work together and just share the process with an audience. That's what it's about. It's not about trying to replace live theater. We can't do that right now.
It's so interesting in media. We've certainly seen that over the last 7-8 months, you know, where you've got TV anchors and weather people working from home, and you've got, you know, their pets. Speaking of pets, you've got their pets, you know, making impromptu appearances on national TV. And the audience at a certain point realizes that we're all in the same boat. We're trying to get, you know, the same thing accomplished that we did last week when we were in the studio, or for you on the stage. And hopefully folks come out for it. Or, okay, wow, I can't use that term anymore, can I?
Yeah, stay in for it? Who knows?
Exactly. Again, yeah, the first show of the season is Rogues Gallery by John Patrick
Shanley.
Okay. Now, did he write the show for COVID-19, a COVID-19 production, or was it actually written before March?
I don't know that 100%. Some of the pieces are very specifically written with the pandemic in mind.
Interesting.
There's a piece called Lockdown that actually calls it by name. But there's, you know, there's some pieces that may have been sort of brewing in his mind for a while. But bringing the show together is very, very recent. You know, there's not a published manuscript. I mean, there's a manuscript. There's not a published playbook of these pieces yet, you know, that kind of thing. So it's really new. And he's an amazing writer. He got the Pulitzer Prize, and anyway, you know, he's got a Tony, an Oscar. He wrote the script of Doubt, which was a smash on Broadway, and also has played regionally all over the place. It was also a film. And then he also wrote the screenplay to Moonstruck. So anyway, he's an amazing playwright and done some really incredible work. So it's really fun to be able to launch into this material. It's, you know, by just an amazing playwright.
Again, Rogues Gallery is the first in the Soper's Theater season this year. And the only show this semester, so three shows planned for the spring semester. Again, you can buy tickets by going to showtixforyou.com. That's show, T-I-X, the number 4, the letter U.com. Again, Friday and Saturday shows, the 6th, 7th, 13th, and 14th at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday matinees on the 8th and 15th at 2 o'clock. Again, the website I gave you is for if you just want to see this first in the series. If you want to support Sopris Theater Company and get the full season pass, go to eventbrite.com as you have before, or give the box office a call at 947-8177, and they will take care of you. And all of you, break a leg. And I don't know, since we're talking about internet, I almost feel like, you know, we should come up with something else, you know, like get hacked or something along those lines.
Break a screen. Yeah.
Yes, break a screen. It's yeah. You get the idea anyway. All the best. And we will talk to you next spring, if not before.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Gabe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.